I guess the easy way to phrase it is, why do women hate freedom? Hi, I'm Tim Cavanaugh for Reason TV. We're here with Allison Gibbs, who's the founder and executive director of Ladies of Liberty Alliance, or LOLA. Can you tell us a little bit about LOLA?
LOLA is a 501c3 nonprofit focusing on women in the liberty movement, trying to build a better community and bring more women in, as well as educate them and train them to be leaders in either their own entrepreneurial task or leaders within the liberty movement.
How many members do you have?
Across the nation, I couldn't tell you. We have quite a bit. We have well over 4,000.
What would be some activities? If I'm a young woman looking to, and you know, of course, that's what I want to be, a young woman looking for freedom, what would I do? I call up LOLA, and what happens?
You would volunteer your time. We have chapters all over the country that kind of, we are very decentralized, so they can do projects on their own, as well as we have a monthly charity day where we want to focus charity over welfare, and all the LOLAs together will do a charity effort on a charity that doesn't take government funds as much as the other ones probably, but we also do, we have speakers at events. We host our own yearly women's caucus, and pretty much just supporting the movement and having more women have a voice.
Libertarians are notorious for being dateless wonders who fear women and can always be depended on to say something really goofy. How is the role of women in the movement changing?
It's kind of threefold. It's women in the movement are coming in, so they're gaining a voice. So new and more interesting and new perspectives are being expressed. For instance, food freedom, education. We have a lot of women now that women can be serve in the military. We have a lot of conscientious objectors and a lot of foreign policy talks, as well as the drug war affects women. Secondly, we are changing the tide in the liberty movement because men have to compete for the limited resources of women. Now that we're bringing more women in, they have to, I think it's 19 men to every one woman. So they have to kind of clean up and be presentable and kind of compete for the resources.
That would help across the board if that happened.
Yeah.
Do you see polyandry in the future of the libertarian movement, given the imbalance of the genders?
You know, to each his own. Whatever an individual chooses would be
That's spoken fine. Like a true lover of freedom. Mm-hmm. Where are you growing most, and where do you see the most women showing the most interest?
The women are growing exponentially in the younger demographics. We have, our board of advisors has a lot of the older women that pretty much set the path for us. And we're finding with groups, other groups like Students for Liberty and Young Americans for Liberty are bringing in a lot of students for us that are young women.
Libertarianism has an interesting pedigree in that there are three women, Ayn Rand, Isabel Patterson, and Rose Wilder Lane, who are arguably the sort of founders of at least the post-war libertarian movement, and yet it still continues to be a heavily, 19-to-1 male movement. What is the issue? I guess the easy way to phrase it is, why do women hate freedom?
Well, women hate freedom. I think it really is an individual choice. Women, for the most part, have always been either the girlfriends of people that are libertarians or coming in. You kind of get shut out a little bit because you have so many male voices speaking, and it's more focused on the economics and other things that some women are very into, but at the same time, there are other issues and social issues that women, for instance, myself, came from the left. So when the social issues, I woke to liberty through realizing that social issues just weren't for the left, that they were also found in libertarianism. And so coming to understand that, I think, is important for women to be more open and more willing to enter. But another thing also is the pretentious nature of libertarianism. I think that you can't have five people in a room without arguing about the semantics of one word or what the word is it means or something similar. So a lot of women just don't feel like they have a voice, and so that's what LOLA is for. It's a community, a safe place for women that where they can see other women being active and being entrepreneurs and feel that sense of community to empower themselves.
Do you think libertarians and for the time being, let's include the Tea Party in this discussion right now, get kind of a bad rap on this? Because you can go to you can certainly go to a Democratic event and find it heavily dominated by white males. The whole impetus of second wave 70s era feminism was women becoming politically active and finding that within these movements they were still being called upon to do housework while the men took all the public profiles. So are libertarians getting unfairly dinged on this?
I don't think so. I do see the commonality between the different parties or whatever, you know, magical wonder universe you think that that is. But I think that women, we're seeing a groundswell more than any other movement, rather than the left or the right. We're seeing more women come into the liberty movement or libertarianism or anarchism or whatever you would deem to call it. And I think, if anything, they're not getting a bad rap because we are flourishing in that nature. Women are hearing a voice. They're seeing that there's other women like them out there, and so they want to propagate that, and we want to be able to create more women, that so we can make sure that that's not the status quo.